You know how, like, right and left, I like to call it a circle, right? Like, mm-hmm. they're both on a circle. And if you swing too far one way, you end up on the other side. Think about it. You swing too far right, then you say, nah, you start censoring stuff that's against the will of God and stuff like that.
Right.
And then if you fucking swing too far left, you become racist on accident. Here, you heard about how they're saying Uncle Ben's and Aunt Jemima is canceled because it's racist.
Right.
So they're trying to say, all right, we need to remove these black people from this packaging because it's racist. So to combat that racism, you're going to take a black person off the box.
What's up, Internet, and welcome to Untried Genius. I'm your Untried Genius, Dre. Today we have Amazing Beta, a good friend and artist from the old days.
Hello.
All right, what's up, man? How goes it?
Why you gonna flex like we weren't just talking for like 40 minutes before we recorded?
Hey, man, everybody talk before they record, man. But, you know, you got to put some posture in the whole form.
Yeah, you got to pretend like we official.
You got to pretend.
Everything is well, besides my sleep cycle. But, yeah.
That's just not going to be good for anybody right now. Most people stuck at home. I'm not stuck at home, and I'm still not sleeping right.
I ain't stuck at home either, but you know what I'm saying? Like, the places I used to enjoy, such as like live music venues and shit like that, that's not really open. Like, they've been legally allowed to be open, but mm-hmm. all of the artists, you know what I'm saying, they've all rescheduled their shit months and months down the line.
Right. So they
all that virtual bullshit. And I'm like, if I wanted to see some shit online, I'd just stream your music regularly.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't think I've been to a live event since this thing started and since before it started. So
you've never been a club person from what you done told me. You said you don't like clubs, and you said you don't like roller coasters.
Nah, bro, I never been on no clubs. I ain't never been on no roller coasters. But, I mean, if I had a chance to go to a concert and it wasn't, like, super costly, I would be for it, you know. I ain't trying to be in the nosebleeds, but...
It depend on who you like, because, like, I done had some where it's, like, moderate, where it's, like, standing floor. I believe I seen Melanie Martinez with my little brother. And then I think I might have paid like 40-ish per person. And that's pretty reasonable given her stardom level.
Right.
Versus this other band that I used to like in high school called Incubus. I wanted to see them, but I seen their ticket prices. It was like $100 a person. I'm like, look, I like you, but man, your sounding probably changed. I don't even know what to play. Like,
$100. I mean, Melanie Martinez, what's that, like B+, A-, or is like popularity?
I like to say she whatchamacallit, like B-list, maybe B-list celebrity, maybe.
Yeah.
She not like a household name like that, you know what I'm saying? But she up there.
Yeah, she had got canceled for a minute, you know, because she had some allegations on her.
Bro,
that was a while ago. That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember. I looked into that, and I was like, "That's some shady shit." I don't know if I believe it or not.
It was lies. You know, it turned out lies.
It was cap. Yeah. See, that's why I was like, I don't know how to take it, because a lot of these hoes just looking for clout, and it's just like really sad that, you know what I'm saying, they'll trade up on their best friend, as she called her. You know what I'm saying? Your best friend, and said, she forcefully ate my coochie. Like, no. And I'm like, bro, how you gonna sell out your dog? Like, and if it's your best friend, even if they ain't giving you money, just you being around them, chances are you probably doing okay. You know what I'm saying? Right. If they your best friend, you not eating dirt, you know what I'm saying? Struggling extra hard if they your best friend. Like,
right, man. You know how they do it. They'll switch up on you real quick when they feel like it's advantageous for them, though. So you got to watch out for them, folks.
I will give the accuser credit for one thing. for not waiting 20 years and shit, like what they doing to all politicians. That shit, yeah. That shit killed me.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, man. You know they got Jimmy Kimmel now. Not for that though. They got him for blackface.
Man, oh man, I can't understand these motherfuckers. Like it always be like the goddamn like the super left, you know what I'm saying, like liberal Democrat types who really be having the most skeletons in their closet. Like yeah. That one Virginia, I forgot what he was, but that nigga did blackface for like fucking high school or like a college costume party.
Right, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I'd be like, yeah, they be preaching, oh, you know, we're with the people, this and that. Meanwhile, they mocking them, wearing costumes. We get Joe Biden. You ain't black if you ain't vote for me. I'm like, the balls
on. Right. I mean, you know, they out here saying all this mess about, oh, well, these companies that donated to Trump, we shouldn't support them anymore. Meanwhile, the guy on the opposite end of Trump is telling you, he doesn't have to do a thing for your vote. All he has to do is show up. And as long as you look like this,
they just assume they got to vote. They got to stop playing like that. They got to stop playing that, like, you know, you just automatically got the black vote. The tide is changing.
Right.
I don't know how fast it's changing, but I am seeing the tide is changing. Like, people just looking around like shit ain't changing because we keep on voting blue and shit still look terrible.
Right, because the bigger people are starting to voice their opinions. The Diddy's and the Killer Mikes, they starting to put they two cents out there. And they starting to say, even though they not switching sides, what they are saying is,
you need to offer us something.
Right, they are saying, hey, this is a transaction now. It's turning, every set of years, it's going to turn into more and more of a transaction from the black community. And that's what I like to see.
That what it should be. You should at least try and what you got to offer. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to offer us, we're fucking what we should do. We should be dangling that vote. Guess what? I might vote for the other side. You ain't trying to offer nothing.
Well, so I heard the CEO of BET floated the idea of a Black Lives Matter party not too long ago, too.
I haven't heard about that one, but like, what would that entail? Would that entail just them fucking up the BET Center with a party?
From what I could tell, it would just be, you know, basically specific black leaders coming together to put our interests at the forefront. The only issue is that Black Lives Matter doesn't necessarily represent my interests. You know, like, boy, I want to see.
Make me bring out the bullet points.
Like, I want to see, like, a lot of the things that they have, that they want taken care of for, is not like, not the organization, but the people on the ground. The organization is evil.
You got to clarify that.
The organization is just a bunch of communist, socialists, anti-family.
Don't forget fucking lesbians, bro. I went on their website. And on their website, it said something along the lines of, we're here to disassemble the fucking patriarchy.
Right.
And it was at that moment, you lost me. You lost me. You're excluding black fathers. You lost me.
Right. Anti-family, anti-man. Organization, the actual organization is just a far left crux. But Black Lives Matter, the movement, they want, like, I can say I want the same things as them, but I don't want them the same way they want them. And that's the big issue that I keep having with them, is that I can't sit here and I can't be on the streets yelling Black Lives Matter when I go out there and I see what they stand for and I see what the movement is about. I can't do it. Defund the police? Nah. Maybe take some of that money out, but I don't give it back to me. I don't want it. I don't want it going anywhere else in the government because the government is not efficient.
They know not what they do, bro. Right. Like you ever seen the one meme where it's like the fucking, like the government is just fucking a super genius when it comes to ways to find out how to tax you. But when it comes to actually spending that money, it's just like a nigga with a fucking nail in his head lost in his sauce. Right. So we don't need to be fucking allocating it to other government programs. because I learned some shit I ain't even think I was supposed to know when Trump originally shut down the country, when he put us on like, whatchamacallit, when he paused the government a while ago. I read something and it said that, yeah, all the non-essential government programs have been paused. I was like, wait, we got what? We got non-essential programs that just funneling money?
They consider certain things non-essential, just like how they consider certain jobs non-essential, you know. But the thing is, like,
we got some bullshit in there that just don't need to be funded. Also, once a government program starts, they never shut it down. They just funnel never. More money. They like this program ain't being utilized. Then they just throw more money into it.
Right.
And then, fucking, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, the ideas that they have, some of them are good though. For instance, having like in Atlanta specifically, they've had the idea of, you know, we still have cops. We don't defund the police. But what we do is that we have certain like social workers or certain people trained, you know, to go out there with the cops, and they are now armed. Yeah. And I think that's
idea around. He had said that, you know, a civil guard, as he called it, for like the fucking non-lethal issues, like dumb stuff like traffic tickets and stuff like that. Right. He was like, you designate that to the non-lethal force, and then, you know, you fucking retrain the cops to just, you know, handle the disturbances like fucking public fights and shit like that.
Right. But the issue there is, it's when what happens when a non-lethal issue turns lethal. That's really why cops carry guns.
I'd assume that, you know what I'm saying, like the civil guard they send out would still be trained in self-defense. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like they maybe have a baton, you know what I'm saying? Maybe have like a baton or something. I want to say that all cops should like by default just have rubber bullets in. And right. Then, you know what I'm saying? And if the case, you know, like they start shooting, you know, like they start shooting real bullets, you fucking, you know, drop that shit and you put in the real bullets. That's what I think. As much as people bitching about rubber bullets, they hitting, you know, civilians with rubber bullets. I'm about to say you're surviving, though, right. Versus all these other people who got real bullets and ain't allowed to talk about it.
Right. And the issue, then, like you said, the issue that they have on rubber bullets is that they're like, man, they're so big and this and that. But it's like, they're big because they need to be blunt so that they can hit you and not kill you. So they have to be big.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you better take that rubber. The alternative is metal. And that shit, all types of different.
Right. That's the difference between life and death for a lot of people.
Exactly. Rubber bullets
can still kill you, but it's a very low chance of comparison.
Yeah, chance is a lot less because the cops are trained to shoot for center mass, not to shoot you in your fucking face.
I mean, my thing is, though, with these, just like with these cops killing people, right? It's like, why are you shooting, you know, why are you killing people? Why don't you aim for, if they really want people not to die at this point, they should be advocating, hey, look, if you're going to shoot somebody, shoot them in the leg, you know, shoot them somewhere. Like, it might be harder to hit them there, but shoot them somewhere where, you know, more than likely they won't die from that bullet. Because it's getting to the point where it doesn't matter what the person was doing. You know, it doesn't matter if they had a gun, if they had a weapon of any kind, that the cops are wrong for shooting them. They didn't deserve to die. That's the mindset now. So at this point, it's just like, look, just look out for yourself. Shoot them in the leg. I don't care. You know, it is what it is. They turn out crippled or something, can't walk no more. That is what the people want at this point, you know?
Like, the thing is with shooting in the leg, they train to shoot center mass. And also, you got to imagine, like, the fucking heat of the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, if someone is threatening said officer's life, you know what I'm saying? They want to take you down.
Right.
Okay, for example, what's the person who was shot at the Wendy's?
You know,
a lot of people like to say, you know, he was fucking taking a nap, like you can't even nap in a Wendy's drive-thru without getting shot, and I feel bad for those people because they haven't been shown the whole context. Yeah, right. They talking cordial and stuff. What happened was he was strong. He got both of the officers down.
He overpowered two people.
Yeah, he wrestled both of them off, snatched one of the tasers, and I heard he was just like running back and then, you know, tried to aim and hit one on with a taser. He missed, but still, you the officer. You're trying to get up, chase this man. You know what I'm saying? You taking aim, like, you trying to take him down. You know what I'm saying? It's real hard. Yeah, like after you just got your ass whooped, you know what I'm saying? You like, I'm about to get this man. I'm not trying to like fucking, let me pop him in the knee. You know what I'm saying? Pop him in the knee is real hard. Because like a lot of people like to say, you know, cops need retraining and stuff like that. I'm for it. Don't get me wrong, but they still people. You know what I'm saying? Think about how the average person treat just somebody who got their food wrong.
Right.
Now give that person a gun. You gave me broccoli instead of carrots, nigga.
I mean, the issue that I have with the narrative that they're trying to set up around this whole thing is that, hold on, can you hear me? There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
My audio was broke for some reason. I had muted my mic, I guess. But the issue I have with the narrative that they're trying to set up around this whole thing is that he not only handled the both of them, he was cordial the whole time up until they went to arrest him. And they're trying to say, well, they didn't tell him what he was getting arrested for. Well, before they could even put cuffs on him, it was 3 seconds. You can count it. The same way they count that it was a 41-minute interaction, even though that interaction was split up into like 5 parts. They try to say it was a 41-minute interaction, but the interaction was split up into maybe 3 to 5 parts, right? But the same way that they can say that, you can say that it was only 3 seconds between them telling him to put his hands behind his back and him fighting them. So in that 3 seconds, they're supposed to tell him what he's getting arrested for. In that 3 seconds, they would have had to tell him what he's getting arrested for first before telling him to put his hands behind his back. And even then, how would telling him what he's getting arrested for change the mind of a drunk person?
It wouldn't. I watched a video by a gentleman by the name of Anthony Brian Logan, and he found out that they were on parole or something.
Right.
And so if he would have went to jail, he would have, you know, stayed in jail. That's why he decided to go and fight. But like, I don't know what to say about that, because, you know, like, he ain't want to fucking go back. Like, I can't really justify it. I'm like, nigga, it's jail or death. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and to me, my main thing is that as soon as he grabbed that taser, and not even when he grabbed it, but when he pointed it, at the point where he pointed that taser, to me, it was like almost a forfeiture of life. And it's kind of hard. It's like, you know, if he didn't, like, even if he took the taser and he just ran off with it and it was gone, I would have said, hey, they shouldn't have killed him. But as soon as he pointed that taser, I can't take his side.
It's hard to take his side. Like, you done roughed him up, stole something. And then, a potentially lethal weapon you just tried to shoot. You missed. Right. But still, like, it's like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I can't justify it. I want to be on your side. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the other nigga, the fucking jogger, as they call him, jogging through the neighborhood. As I've seen from, like, most of the videos, they say, you know, they was following him and, you know, they didn't shoot until he reached for the weapon. Like, I'm a little more conflicted on that one, because, like, let's say he did steal something, okay, and it's still two people following you. It's two people following you who are armed and, you know, armed in hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you feel like? You know what I'm saying? These niggas won't stop.
You're gonna try to fight them, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what do you do? Just thinking about, you know, human instinct. You like, shit, man, I can't fucking outrun this car. They keep saying, hey, let me talk to you. It's a nerve-wracking situation. So I have a little more sympathy for him, even though he tried to grab the gun. You know what I'm saying? I have a little more sympathy for him.
And I think, and looking at the video, I think he genuinely got shot in the struggle, not necessarily on purpose. I think he genuinely got shot like in the fight for the gun.
Yeah,
He got shot.
that is when he got
And
shot.
the thing is, I think that the two people that were chasing after him, they were trying to do something right, but with no
Trying to do right
substantial
by
end,
anything.
right? But exactly. But I don't play vigilantism. It's the same reason why I think George Zimmerman should be in jail right now, because I don't play vigilantism. I think
Yeah, that's
the only time you can play vigilante is if you see a gun in somebody's hand and they getting ready to use it on somebody else. That's innocent. That's the only time you get to play a vigilante. So if you see a pistol and so if somebody pull a pistol or an AK or whatever out, and they go to start shooting up the grocery store, or they go to start shooting up the church, let them go. They gotta go. But for you to bring guns to a confrontation where someone is, you have the right to, of course, but you gotta use your sense. You gotta use your common sense. So to bring guns to a confrontation where somebody is unarmed and they're moving through the neighborhood, and it's multiple of you anyway, why do you have to bring a weapon if it's multiple of you?
Yeah, if you really wanted to, talk to him and stall him,
Right.
holding a gun to his head, that's not gonna make him want to be stationary.
Right,
And it's gonna make him want to flee. Like, man, I don't want to sit here and talk to you. I'm fucking nervous.
and
So.
so it initially I was kind of conflicted on it for a while, but now I'm at the level where I can say, yeah, just they gotta go. It's not the best look, and I don't like the hate crimes bill that came out of it, because I don't believe that there's such thing
Yeah.
as a hate crime.
I
I
don't
think that a
think
crime is a crime, and that the justice system should just scale. So they if they needed 25, if they needed 25 for his death instead of 20, they just give him 25. You don't have to add a charge because he black, because that's what's gonna happen. And the thing is, with these hate crimes bills, what's gonna end up happening is it's gonna become a real weird slippery slope thing where
as
black DAs are gonna charge white people because they killed black people.
minority, as soon as it's minority on minority, like whose side do you take? You know what I'm saying? Then it becomes it's oppression Olympics, as the people on the internet say,
And
because you know what I'm
it'll
saying,
be
like.
whoever has the political power. That's who's gonna get the crime. So if a Hispanic man was to kill a black man and you got a black DA, then more than likely that Hispanic man is gonna get a hate crime charge on him. But if the black man killed a Hispanic man with a black DA, you wouldn't see that charge unless the judge brought that charge.
Yeah, that's what I don't like. Like, I don't think we should even have like a fucking hate crime in general, because like who fucking cares if I kill someone because they're white, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would that constitute 25 years versus if I just killed someone who was black and I'd probably get 20. You know what I'm saying? So like what's up with that? It was the same crime. But because it's suspected to be motivated by someone's race, did that sound come on your side?
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay.
The only
But yeah.
sound I'm hearing is this cat in the box playing around in the box.
Yeah, I don't fuck with the hate crime thing, because it just ain't right. Because if you get into any accident with someone of a different race, it can be leveraged against you. You know what I'm saying? It don't really matter what, they'll find a way. Well, as you can see, my client is this race and that client is that race. So clearly there was some extra hate involved in it. Like, it's silly.
And I think talking about race is a good segue into kind of moving into the idea that, where we are now, right? We're in this weird climate where since these
It's a leap light.
since these consecutive deaths have been publicized, not necessarily like they wouldn't have happened without the internet, they probably still would have happened. but they wouldn't have been publicized without their name. We probably wouldn't have so much trouble without their name.
If shit wouldn't have hit the internet, shit would have never popped off. Like, from when fucking Aubrey, I think that's the nigga who got shot, who's fighting them dudes with a shotgun. Yeah, if that would have never hit the internet, it would have been, you know, a fizzle. It would have just fizzled out. Because from what I heard, like, it happened 4 months from the time it was uploaded. So, like, 4 months of just, you know what I'm saying? I'm sleep. I ain't hear shit about it. Then it hit the internet.
They was passing it around. I think, because, and this is maybe just me being optimistic, because I also personally, like, you know, when they say such and such was killed by these folks, I think in a lot of these cases, people don't see the fact that these are kind of like inconspicuous, and that you, if any of these things that you say that happened, you can go online and you can find an identical video, if not around the time that it happened, maybe a few years before it, and in an eerily identical video, you can find it of a white person having that same kind of death. So it's
nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Like, it ain't happen.
So it's not that. But what I'm saying is, with this Aubrey case, I think that eventually the GBI would have got called in anyway. Because eventually it would have gotten to somebody that's not connected to McMichael. It would have gotten to somebody that said, we need to go ahead and hand this up.
Yeah. You know? But
so where I'm wondering who released the video.
Oh, you want to know what's real sad?
Yeah.
The poor gentleman who recorded this, just for clarity, that nigga got sentenced.
Oh yeah, I saw that. It's talking about, oh, he was abetting him, but I'm like, he was just recording the video. That's how was he helping?
He was recording the shit for transparency. Right. You know what I'm saying? To prove, you know, like, fuck his, he said, she said, just watch the video and decide for yourself. But he is getting charged. I was like, why would you do that? If you charging people for recording, you're setting the precedent for, you know what I'm saying, nobody to record, and then it's just, you know, you just waiting on who witnessed it and their testimonials.
Right, and that's the thing. Now, he's getting charged for recording, but nobody that was there for George Floyd is getting charged for recording or for watching. They're not complicit, because they're not cops, apparently. You know, even though they had, apparently, the same way, if they would want to put the case that he had the potential to intervene, they can say the same thing. I'm saying, if that's the case that they would want to play, right, you could say the same thing for anyone that was there in the George Floyd case. Now, my thing is that, and like, for instance, like, I think cases like Breonna Taylor show glaring problems with our police system. They show that things like no knock.
I've heard of it.
I don't think there's a video necessarily, but essentially the case is that some cops pulled up on somebody's house for a drug raid, right? And they were sleeping, and they just hit the door down. They just raided the house without announcing themselves. No, hey, police, nothing. And even if they did, you know, they try to claim they did, but if they did, they did a little, hey, police.
Yeah, they
did. When they came in, it's just a little couple in the apartment. So the boyfriend, or husband, like her significant other, he pulled his gun and he went blasting. And they tried to charge him at first, but he got off. Now they dropped those charges, but they tried to charge him because he shot an officer. But then but the cops, they were shooting. They shot so much that they killed the woman in the bedroom while she was sleeping and shot her 8 times. Man with the gun didn't get hit once, as far as I know. But the woman in her bedroom, and that's as far as I know. That part, you know, if anybody's watching, and listening, if you have information on his injury or if he got shot, let me know. But as far as I know, he didn't get hit. But somehow Breonna Taylor was hit 8 times and killed. And that's just ridiculous to me. I think, first of all, you shouldn't be able to go into anywhere with, without prior warning. You know, it's one thing if
no knock warrants. That's right. That is not the move.
Right. No, it's not the move at all. And I think it's a big issue that they think that any jurisdiction or any police department thinks that it's okay to enter an area with no sort of noise or no sort of warning. They started to say that, oh yeah, they were trying to catch a specific person, or that apartment was supposed to be housing the drugs, but the guy that they was looking for, he was already in custody. So why does that matter? If you're looking for the drugs, give a knock, say, hey, we got a warrant to search this place, and let that be it. Because guess what? When you get ready to go in there, unless when you knock, and first of all, knocking and they sleep, that means it was late at night. You can't go in there, you know, you're going in there late at night like that, nobody gonna hear you anyway unless you just dum, 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 you know, you own the door. And I think that sometimes these officers don't take those kind of precautions because they think that they run it. And the big picture here is that it's not an issue of black or white. It's the issue of a militant state. That's what it's an issue of. It's an issue of the police are too militant, and they're militant because we gave them that power. And the thing is, like, they keep trying to say, you know, like I said earlier, they're saying, oh yeah, we're gonna boycott all the places that supported Trump. But the funny thing is, all these places that this stuff is happening in, it's Democrat-run places.
Run areas.
Right. The only, and the thing is, and I'm talking the cop-specific stuff for anybody who wants to say, oh, well, Ahmaud Arbery was in a Republican area with Republicans, et cetera, et cetera. Ahmaud Arbery was vigilantism. It was wrong, and that's it, right? But when it comes to these cop cases, when it comes to George Floyd, when it comes to Breonna Taylor, these are Democrat-run areas. Louisville, and Minneapolis are Democrat-run cities, Democrat-run legislatures, Democrat. You know,
don't even exist in Chicago.
Right. And that's the thing is, everywhere where black people are suffering the most are run by Democrats. Meanwhile, Atlanta is the closest thing to Wakanda we actually have in this world. You might not, you know, if you...
I saw T.I. say that on the goddamn council with Keisha Lance Bottoms.
Right. And cause,
I thought that was funny because, it's true, but it's a very specific circumstance because the state is red. Atlanta is just a fucking chocolate center. It's a chocolatey, liberal center.
And it's blue.
Yeah, Atlanta is just like the blue dot in the middle of the red state.
But the thing is, the current mayor, though, and I can say that for most Atlanta mayors, they aren't progressives. They're moderates for the most part. They kind of float the line. I think Keisha Lance Bottoms, if she was to be the VP candidate for Biden right now, I would actually give it a look because I know whoever becomes the VP, it's gonna be the real president.
Biden gonna right. fucking die. In
Biden is, I'm not even gonna say that. I think that Biden is a proxy. Biden is the fake. It's the fake head because they need to be able to get somebody in easily, right? And the easiest way to do it is to use the Obama name and then the Biden name and then the Obama name through Biden, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard that, like, that's the only reason people really consider him, because they think of Biden, they think of Obama and how everything was good and shit was really mid. It was really mid, but because, you know, their guy was in, they was like, oh, shit is great just because their guy was in.
And his and the thing is, his record isn't great at all for us.
His record, Biden's record with us,
exactly, Biden's record with us is anti-black. He's went from multiple bills that
he didn't even apologize for the crime bill.
Right. That would get rid of crime. That would basically attack us for our crime rates. Basically, and the thing is the crime rates are due to poverty. So he's attacking poverty. He's criminalizing poverty even more so than it already is. And
we already do that, bro, with our bail system. Right. You can't get out unless you pull.
Well, in Atlanta, the bail system was kind of vetoed in a way. They got rid of it. And there's some areas in the state that they've already gotten rid of that bail system, which is I think it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing because it's like you're criminalizing poverty if you keep it. But also, you're making it easy for people who consistently commit crimes to get out. So unless they put like a 3-strike limit on it or something,
they did that in New York, and then like it turned into fucking catch and release when they tried it in New York.
Right. And so that's the thing. So the only way to actually help it would be to like put a limit on it, you know? So like, oh, let me 3 times, 3 strikes, you're out. After that, you actually have to pay a bail because you keep stealing. There's only so many times we can let you go for free.
Speaking of which about that, it's on the same subject. Have you heard about that one video where like this nigga was arrested 100 times and then he just like pushed over an old white lady for no reason? Have you heard about that one? No. Like the man had been like arrested 100 times and was still on the street. Nigga was like 30. What? I was like, how y'all let this nigga back on the streets? 100 times? He's been arrested 100 times.
Wow. I mean, and if you know if there's anything that you see or that you think that the people need to see, we can easily just get on Google Chrome or whatever and do a quick little screen share or whatever. Just give me a link and I can do a quick little screen share of it. And we can, you know, let them look at it because some people don't believe. Some people don't, you know, some people need that visible evidence. And for the listeners, I'm going to make sure that I put some of these links in the show notes, or I'll put like a big link with all the any evidence for some of the stuff we're talking about in the show notes. That way, if you want to see it, you can see it, you know.
You said send it to you through what?
I said you can either just send it to me, like send it to me through Instagram if you want, and then I can just bring it up on Chrome and then just screen share it or, you know, anything like that.
Hold on. Let me see if I can just send it to you through Skype.
All right. Because I mean, you know, it's kind of getting to a point where people don't want to, you know, if they see something that contradicts their views, they don't really want to hear it. They don't really want to see it. It's an echo chamber out here now. So I'm glad to share this information, share any information you had to provide, because I want people to be educated. I don't want people to just listen to us talk and think that, oh yeah, it just showed up, and just think that that we just saying something. I want to be able to educate folks, and you know, they can see like what you're talking about.
I see like the arrow still out there.
Yeah, I got it right here. I'm looking right at it right now. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Let's see what it says. Man accused of shoving elderly woman in New York City has been arrested over 100 times since 2005. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let's see if I can share this screen with the folks right here. Man, what is up with these ads? Ads for masks, ads for what? Stop seeing this ad. Not interested. Some of these ads are ugly, man. Still need some of these ads over here, but and shoot, that's another conversation right there. Them ads, boy. Google is on you, boy. I think I looked up masks maybe like once, and
you don't have to. It's just what's trending right now. Like all of the mask shit like that is trending.
Right, and people have been talking about masks for a minute too, so it makes a lot of sense. Let me just pull this out and make it its own page that way. When I share it, it'll be easy to just, boom. Share screen. Let's just share the screen right here. All right, can you see it?
Oh shit, boy, what? How the hell you do that?
Can you see it?
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, cool.
That's
So,
crazy.
So yeah, I mean, it says man accused of shoving elderly woman in New York City has been arrested over 100 times since 2005.
You know what I'm saying? See, that's the downside to if you goddamn get rid of bail. You get shit like that. You get shit like that where a nigga just go back out and then just what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and this is a pretty horrible scene right here too. I mean, it's what's this 2012? They give his record. They give some of the things
yep.
done.
Sex offended.
Three times
exposing
in
himself in Harlem. This man was beaten off on the subway. Bro, what?
All right, and like I said, I'm gonna go ahead and take this link and I'm gonna put it in the show notes so that people can see, because it's insane. I mean, and if you want to watch the videos right here as well, I probably wouldn't advise it unless you got a strong constitution though. But I mean, stuff like that, you know, and that's the thing. Like, it's like when you try to do good by people, it's the kind of stuff they do. So it's kind of understand. So you kind of have to understand when they try to get tough on crime and when they try to, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they just go too far with it, man. They go way too far with it.
Speaking of crime, I have not got around to it yet, but I was going to try and get mushrooms like decriminalized
all
in
right.
Georgia to try and do that. I haven't really gotten around to making the call yet,
right.
But I did find out, you know, just like I'm supposed to talk to my what the fuck was it, senator,
mm-hmm. or like a congressperson?
Yeah, David Scott. Yeah, that's that. When I went to the police station, they said that's who you talk to if you want to try and change the drug law.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna just pull up that whatchamacallit, pull up the website on like how Colorado did it, pull
right.
up their website and just take a couple points.
I mean, so yeah, no, just tell me about it. Tell me about like what's your reasoning behind that? Like what kind of
my reasoning behind it is I don't have any stats, but I can almost bet it's less than 20 people who've ever been arrested for mushrooms. And also they're not really like addictive like that. You know what I'm saying? If you ever hear about someone doing like, you know, a violent crime or something like that, it's never really anything that that falls under the psychedelic category. You know what I'm saying? If it does, it's usually that combined with some other drug.
All right.
Yeah, and so like for that reason, like I don't believe that should carry the same sentence as something as like heroin or like meth or whatever. Like that's not really apparently hurting anyone.
Right.
It's one of the things you can grow. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm like mm-hmm. it can't be that fucking bad you can grow in your backyard. Like the United States has seemed to come to a census with that about weed. Well, you know, anyone can grow it, and we've managed to get it legalized in all of the states. Not on the same level, but it's all been legalized, the CBD format anyways. They
right.
just took a portion where, you know, you get high from it.
Right.
So we're in agreement with that. And also, fucking like poppy seeds and shit like that. Nigga, we got fucking opioid pills, all that good shit. That seems to be pretty damn good. That's pretty fine and legal. So why not legalize psilocybin mushrooms? Like there's less, you know what I'm saying? There's like less harm that'll be done. It'll be more good. And it's also pretty good for rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this part isn't particularly proven, but you know, when people do psychedelics, you know what I'm saying? It usually expands their mind a bit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I haven't really heard of too many people who are addicted to psychedelics. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not really addictive. It's not really addictive like that, no more than, you know, alcohol and cigarettes. So
right.
why not give it a shot? It's not like, you know what I'm saying, shit's going to fucking spike. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's legal to grow, chances are people will just be, you know, doing recreational amounts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think there's any big time, you know, any big time psychedelic drug bust. You know what I'm saying? That's not what you hear about. You hear about fucking the hard stuff. You hear about fucking cocaine bust, meth lab bust. You know what I'm saying? You don't really hear about, oh, this man was growing mushroom. We had to kick his door in and shit. This nigga was doing yoga. Like, no.
No, I mean, I'm just breezing past a few articles, and it's kind of just a lot of this stuff is saying pretty much, you know, psychedelics might decrease crime rates.
Yeah, it would. It increase mind space, and they have something called ego death, where if you take something, it has to be very powerful. You have to take like a very powerful amount, and then, you know, when someone has like ego death, usually, you know what I'm saying, they'll damn near do like literally like no crime, because, you know, like a lot of stuff is a lot of it is fueled by ego, you know what I'm saying? And if, you know what I'm saying, like you manage to shed that, you know what I'm saying, certain things don't seem as important, because like everybody who's into like doing like not per se particularly doing drugs, but, you know, being the dope man, the salesman, you know, it's not particularly about the money. You know what I'm saying? It's probably what, maybe like 10 people who actually, you know, got rich off drugs. It's about the lifestyle. It's a rush. You know, they're doing this, they're doing that. They're hanging out with entertainers or strippers and stuff like that. It's a lifestyle kind of thing. They get a rush from that. But if, you know, if you shed your ego, you know what I'm saying, you live more of a humble kind of life. I'd say a non-drug related example of this would be monks. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't really say a monk has an ego like that. No, he spend his time, he pray, he may water a garden or something like that. And, you know what I'm saying, he just live life humbly, because that's all they do. All they do is meditate and, you know, change their mind.
Let's see. I mean, this article has even got a NewsGuard stamp of approval on it. So, and it's from a Science Alert. Hold on, let me pull it up so you can see it right here. And it says, psychedelic drugs appear to make people less likely to commit crimes. Let's see, psychedelics have recently made headlines for their potential to treat illnesses such as depression and cluster headaches. And now a new study has found that drugs such as magic mushrooms, LSD, and active ingredient in peyote may potentially offer a way to prevent violent crimes. Let's see, 13 years. Dang, and they did a long one too. They did a long study. They looked at 13 years worth of data. They look at over a decade's worth of data, almost half a generation's worth of data to come to that conclusion.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, Colorado didn't really make the stride. And if you know what I'm saying, like when I finally like draft, you know what I'm saying, my little short paper for David Scott, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, he would take it in consideration. Ideally it's legalized, but I'm gonna start off with saying, you know, looking to legalize, but, you know, if that's asking for too much, you know, at most decriminalize it, you know, change it from its current schedule to a lesser schedule.
All right. I think any drug that they just have kind of randomly put up there with cocaine and meth and crack, they did that because, like,
Nixon.
This is one of the times where, you know, how they try to blame everything on racism. This is one of the times where they legitimately said that they wanted to oppress blacks and hippies. This came out of these people's mouths. Now, if anybody on the right wants to disprove it, go ahead. Send me a link, you know, hit me up. My DMs and stuff, they're open. And you can at me if you want at Untried Genius on Twitter. But as far as I can tell, they said this. This is their words. And they wanted to oppress these people for you know, being a different voting block than them.
I can believe they ate them for they hate them for like how free they were, and it's rather unfortunate because generally they're not hurting anyone per se, you know what I'm saying? Like, not really, you know what I'm saying? If they fucking they overdose on some wild shit, that's one less leech on the system. Sounds a little rough, but hey, you know what I'm saying? If they fucking went out and then you can't revive them, no hospital bill, the taxpayer doesn't get charged. But chances are, you know what I'm saying, they're probably not gonna do that on purpose. You know what I'm saying? So why not? And also, it's fucking shame, bro. That shit's holding on today. And the hippies still won at the end of the day because I seen this one meme. It said, the hippies won because weed is legal everywhere and haircuts were illegal.
Haircuts were illegal? Oh, that's
The hippies are taking it from us.
The hippies have taken everything from us. They've defeated us once again.
Exactly. He did all that bullshit just to get defeated in the end.
And then they didn't have to do anything. They just had to sit and wait. And in 2020, the hippies have won. 2020 is a crazy year, y'all.
Yep, the hippies have won. They just sat in their grass fields and just fucking waited them out.
That's hilarious, man. I could literally just see a whole bunch of hippies just kind of hip hooraying, like, yeah, haircuts are illegal, weed is legal, at least in most states. We did it, y'all. We did what we had to do.
They did it, exactly. We did
our jobs. That's hilarious. So yeah, all right, man. So I think this would be a good time to try to move on and let's talk about your art a little bit. Let's give you a little hype right here.
It's field time, yay! I'm working on an album right now. It's pretty much done. It's gonna be just four songs. The only thing that's really holding me at the moment is working on the album art whatever. The title of it is going to be called, I think I'm Caucasian. That's gonna be the title. I'm ready to get canceled. That's my goal. I want to get canceled.
And you're gonna be like Griffey trying to get canceled and they never happen.
I know. I don't have a following in general.
Right.
So yeah, my following ain't big enough for me to be canceled. But yeah, that's on like the goal list. I'm trying to get canceled. And only in one of the songs I really like I try and touch on like a few subjects such as the Great Replacement. They call it a theory, but it's not a theory. It's just about the fucking decline of like the white population or whatever. And it's going to be kind of disastrous. It's going to be pretty disastrous as they fucking shrink. Because in the US and other places too. Mostly because they're the fucking food, and to keep it a buck, let's be real. White people are the food that everybody needs to eat off of. For example, like when I say food, I'm speaking about like money.
Oh.
Yeah. Just how like when a bunch of white people leave, they're like, it's white flight, and then then a whole bunch of money just leaves the community.
Right.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, yeah, white people are like the fucking food. So y'all should try not to fucking oppress them and, you know, fucking shrink their population. And it also does relate to actual food too. Mm-hmm. For example, in Africa, I think it was Zimbabwe that fucking just took the farmer's land fucking starved ASAP because those niggas, they didn't know how to farm properly like white people.
And the excuse that that black Americans try to give is that no, Zimbabwe didn't get enough investment, they didn't get enough you know, this and that, but no American knows more about Zimbabwean economics and Zimbabwean history than Zimbabwe itself. So if Zimbabwean historians are telling this story and are saying that no, this is how it happened, because Zimbabwe is essentially run by the black people now. They do give the white people some reparations.
Yeah, they're giving them some of that now because they want them to come back because they were tired of starving. They was like, please,
And
We
because
made a
they're
mistake.
basically right, and the issue here is, you know, that they're claiming, well, that's because they didn't get, like I said, they're claiming that it's because the black farmers didn't get any investment from the banks. But I feel like
Bush.
if you had the initiative to put a coup up and to take land, then you should already have the
You should
skills and
have
the
the
money
capital.
and the
Yeah,
capital
you have
to
the
do that
capital.
without, you know,
Yeah.
you should have something backing you. Something should be behind you and backing you. If even if it's not from the West, if it's in within your own country, there should be
Exactly.
something backing your interest that would allow you to take that land and make it flourish in the first place. So that means that even if it wasn't that they just didn't know what they were doing, that they didn't get any investment, that means it was a poor decision to take that land without having everything straight in the first place.
Yep, them people foolish. Them people foolish. And what breaks my heart is that you know, like the white population decline, it's inevitable because they won't do what they must to sustain it. And the sad part about it is it's not just gonna be, you know, them not having babies. The sad part is I think there will be like a fucking, you know what they did to the Jews?
Like a white genocide, is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, I feel there's going to be a white genocide, and I don't want to be alive to see it because it ain't gonna be pretty.
What
That's
makes
about,
you think that?
well, look at what's going on right now with like some of the like the fucking Black Lives Matter people right now. Fucking kill Whitey, this and that, and then just like talking about said crime stats in general. Like, yeah, we get a white cop who kills an unarmed black man like what, five times a year? Or
Right.
whatever. We don't want to talk about the
I
fucking
think
blacks that just
the
kill white
highest
just does.
it is for police violence. For as like that specific stat is something like 16 for the whole
That's what
year.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And then if we just look at the fucking interracial crime of just fucking black on white, that shit's fucking skyrocket or whatever. And if, you know, it's gonna sound wrong, but if more fucking blacks, like the ignorant kind, take over said politics, they'll just, you know what I'm saying, just fucking turn a blind eye to it. They'll turn more of
Right.
a blind eye until that shit's just, it's just cool. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to kill Whitey. Right now, they fucking, you know, they already be fucking with him and shit like
I
that.
mean, they already made it cool for if an officer does their job and protects themselves from someone who literally took their weapon from them, that they're gonna put a
Yep, that
felony
officer
charge on
go
them.
to jail.
They're putting
Get
a felony
charged.
charge on him. It's not, it's because to me, it's, and it's not the same. It's not the same as the George Floyd case where that officer kept his knee on that man's neck
Nah,
after being
they
asked,
charged him. That
even
shit
being
was terrible.
asked, hey, do you think maybe we should get up off of him now? After being told by people in the audience watching, hey, get up off him. After the man is yelling, hey, I can't breathe. After all
Yeah,
that's one thing.
that shit struck me. Like,
That's
I
one.
normally, you know what I'm saying, I fucking like look past this because it usually be like some bullshit they be ducking, but I watched that whole video. I'm like, there's no denying this one. It ain't
Right.
no form of denying. And
He's the GOAT.
I think it was personal because
Right.
like I've heard that them niggas used to work together
Yeah, I
once
heard
upon a
that
time. And
too.
I'm like, ah, that was personal. That
Yeah,
was
I keep
personal.
hearing that too, and I have yet to verify that. I have yet to verify whether or not it was actually a personal vendetta. And that's one thing that if that's true, then there's no way to really to there's no getting off from that. That should be a guilty plea. That should but the issue is that now we have to make sure that this jury does right, you
You
know,
know,
because
if
the
you fucking get off, then the riot's gonna come back. The riot's
oh
gonna come back if you
well
get
they
off.
technically never stopped because Antifa's still at it, you know. I mean, that's
Man,
the thing.
I
Black Lives
can't
Matter.
stand
Black Lives Matter. And that's
it.
another thing. If you want to talk about Black Lives Matter and what
Yeah,
they've been
Antifa
doing
has
lately,
hijacked
Black Lives
protests.
Matter, I think you could say that they were in the riots, but they weren't causing the riots. They were
Nah, the riots
the scapegoat of.
all riots was all Antifa. I don't want to hear nobody tell me otherwise. What had happened was there's your Black Lives Matter people providing a meat shield, if you will, and right. then it's like a few sprinkled Antifa members like, hey man, throw this shit over there, and then right. you know some people going right. for it.
Bricks on the path, and that's the yeah, thing.
Yeah, that's it too. I'm about to say that's weird, bro.
That
these set thing. Up bricks.
That was my thing that I said is that even if it is Antifa, the fact that Black Lives Matter was right behind Antifa like sheep tells you how disorganized their movement is.
Because yeah,
I
was gonna say, man, I encourage like all the Black people, if you care about the actual validity of the movement, just fade off the streets just for a little bit. Right. Just fade off, because right now all you're doing is you're providing cover. You're providing cover for them to do bad deeds. Right. And all this whole mandated mask, that's extra cover. Everyone's right. face is covered, and right. it's cool within the law.
Because it's making it look like, because the thing is, when people look at people in masks
mm-hmm.
rioting, they still just see criminals. Even though they know that masks are right yep, now,
masks are a part of what we're masks. Supposed to be doing.
Right. And it's
yep.
And speaking on these masks and this big bad evil, you know, thing that shall not be named.
China virus.
Just so that we can don't say those Corona words. Come Chan. On, man. I'm trying to keep this YouTube monetizable.
You don't have a big enough following for that,
Bucko. Look. I'm keeping this YouTube monetizable. regardless, speaking of it, I'm gonna have to cut it out now. Speaking of it, the fact that these epidemiologists won't just come out, actually. Fauci has come out once and said,
hey man, those protests, masks were bad ideas.
No, he's saying that these protests are a breeding ground. But now the media and medical personnel, everybody, every state has a 10 times growth in coronavirus. Every state has a 10 times growth in coronavirus. Some are lagging behind. And they're trying to say, well, other countries don't have growth. Well, other countries are lagging right now. So once the time lag ends for these other countries in about a week or two, we'll check back with them and see whether or not they have growth, because these protests are causing the growth. Not reopening, these protests. Because, and I think what's happening is the protests, because the thing is, Georgia's numbers were consistently lowering. Day to day, week to week, they were consistently lowering. Up until the point that these protests started. So it has to be.
On that note, let me just stop you for a second. Can we just talk about like the protests just for a split second? How about like the shit happened with him kneeling on his neck and all of that other shit happened in other states? How the fuck did this protest just goddamn spread to every other fucking state in the country? How did that shit work, bro?
I think that it was a concerted effort by some group behind the scenes having like let's say, because think about it. We're so connected right now, right? That it would be so easy for If you just have one person in each major city, in each state, right? So just a 50-person group. And that 50-person group comes together and they say, hey, they put on a protest in Minnesota. Maybe we should go ahead and put on protests in every state. And guess what? People that have given me testimony about how they got into the protest literally just said, I saw a flyer, I went. You saw a flyer, you went. That means you could easily be somebody's pawn in the game, and that's the thing. But the thing is, the internet and I wouldn't discount it being a thing where they got people from other countries to do it too, because it's real weird that those protests started spreading in France.
That shit was crazy too,
it's not normal.
Yeah, that was freakish to me when. other countries allegedly joining the protests, like the fucking UK and shit. And I was like, first of all, like, y'all niggas don't even have this problem. You know what I'm saying?
They have it because French person not too, literally last week was killed in the same way as George Floyd. Last week. That's not saying it's on the same level as ours, but
the militarization
of the state is everywhere. The evil state is everywhere, and that's the thing. And the thing is, this French person was white, so it has nothing to do with racism. It has nothing to do with bigotry. It has everything to do with cops thinking that they have more power than they do. The militarization of the state. If we keep framing it as racism, and that's why I can't back Black Lives Matter right there, is that we got the same, we looking at, it's like two doctors looking at the same a person, and they diagnose the same disease, but then try to give them different medicine for the same disease. Now, one medicine is going to work, but it might have ramifications for that person's body into the future. The other rat medicine will work and it'll keep them clear. So if we keep going on this anti-white crusade, it's going to have negative ramifications for us in the future, to where we might
about the small section that'll fight back.
Right. You might end up in a battle and it's not going to look good.
Yeah, I keep hearing civil war this, civil war that, but hold on, before I get into that, I just wanted to say, like, I'm not saying, like, the UK might not have any problems, but all I'm saying is shit ain't nowhere close to what the hell we got going on, because their history is different, you know what I'm saying? Because their history was different, their society changed, it changed a different way.
Right.
What was the subject we was just talking about? I lost it.
You were saying civil war this, civil war that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people saying civil war this, civil war that. And, if you black, I advise you to fucking de-escalate that as much as you can. Right. You don't want to see that, dog. Like, that'll be an extermination. Extermination level event. It's not going to be pretty.
And I think my thing is, the intolerant left, it's just going to be, honestly, I think that as long as we're smart, which some of us aren't, but if we get smart and don't get involved and let the intolerant left eat the left, and then when they get ready to battle the right, they're going to lose, because the intolerant left versus the right, In a physical battle, right will win. In the battle of ideas, the left might win, only because the right is so afraid right now.
They're afraid to cancel people. I put it like that. Like, they're afraid to pop off. Yeah, they don't use the same tactics the left use against them because of their principles or whatever. Like, the left be fighting dirty. They're like, I'm not fucking with so-and-so. So they attack your income. They be like, hey, PayPal, this racist person using your service, I'm going to need you to end their account. They do shit like that. I heard fucking Chase Bank did some shit like that.
And somebody made a good point. I can't think of who it was right now, but they made a good point that the right went for the bag, you know? They went and got the bag. It's kind of like a story of two siblings, right? The right went and got the bag. The right became entrepreneurs and made money and got the banks and tow and stuff, right? But then the left got the moms. They took the colleges. They took the institutions. They took the schools.
Media, nigga.
They took the media. Right. They took the media. And as a result, now the left has the culture. Rather, the right might have the money.
No. No.
It won't matter because the left has the culture.
I'm gonna disagree with you right there. I'm gonna say the right has the culture. Anything like as far as like creative freedoms and like memes and shit like that, the fucking right has it because they have freedom of expression. The left is abandoning the freedom of speech because they whatchamacallit. They always trying to say something is offensive, therefore they can't really make anything original like that. Because they say, nah, that's going to be hurtful. This is going to be hurtful. So ideas and culture stuff isn't really allowed to flourish on the left. It's really culture, like a... You say what?
But I would say that the culture itself is a PC culture. That's what, especially online. And honestly, it might be inflated online. Which is why we see it so heavily. Because it's inflated online. But in real life, it might not be as bad. And I can say that for almost any issue, that our issues are being inflated online now because we're so connected.
Yeah. Anything online is just fucking it's hyper the information highway. And like how you said that we could change things if you know black people, we could like avoid a civil war if black people were to wisen up. But I don't see it coming because of the thing you told me earlier. About how you said how some people just fucking seen some shit online. They just seen a flyer online about a protest and they just walked their happy ass over there. Because it's so many people who would just do some shit like that. That's why I'm saying, I'm like, I don't think the blacks gonna be saved because we got too many of them who would just be like, yeah, nigga, I'm with this shit. Just like the fucking black squares. Remember the black squares? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That ain't have shit to do with Black Lives Matter. I heard that shit was started by the music industry.
That I don't know. But, you know, the black squares are the funny thing because, you know, they were getting on people for posting one, then going about their daily lives. Then they were getting on people for not posting one. Then they were getting on people for posting one, not putting enough.
Yeah, I saw one lady got one celebrity. They was like mad at her because she posted too many black squares. I'm like, bro, you just can't win, bro. What the hell going on?
You can't win with these folks, man. And it's funny because now I really think we're in a phase where since we're in this, and the thing is, it's popping off like this because we're in this election cycle.
Yes.
And it's manufactured. It's fake. Because it's outrage, really it's hatred.
Because what do you call it? It's being funded. It's being funded by outside sources. Right. And then after this election ends, the people funding all these buses to other cities and all of that crazy shit, that right. funding's going to stop because it's no longer election season.
Right. Somebody told me that they saw a Craigslist ad for like a riot. Like to where like it was like $25 an hour.
Bro,
you go out and you just destroy whatever you can, do whatever you want. And I was like, bro, go in, let everybody else do the work, get you a little PS4.
Nigga, if I seen that, bro, that shit gonna sound wrong as hell, nigga. I would be there. I would be there, bro. Them niggas be like, yeah, bro, we gonna direct deposit you this shit right now. Go fuck it up, nigga. Mask on, bro. I would have been out there, mask on.
I don't know, man. That's crazy to me. I think it's insane. I can't, and that's the thing. I can't support, like, if it was just straight, if Antifa didn't take over these protests, which some of the protests are going really well, and when I see those in the news, excuse me, I like it, and I like what I see. And I'm hoping to start putting together an initiative soon to where I post the good stuff just as much as I post the bad stuff, you know, because I want people to see the good stuff. I want people to see that, some of these protests are going well. But I also want people to see both sides of the information that they're not receiving, because like I seen a post today talking about, you know, oh, well, you'll go find a black person who disagrees with the protest or who disagrees with the situation and try to use them for posturing. But then you won't read the books of the black people who do agree with the situation, right?
And I said, okay, well, and I just put a comment on there saying, hey, so what about the books of the people, of the black people that never agreed with this, that were never on with this, you know, because there's the top economists, the top black economists on the planet are all like anti this identity politics. They're all anti this crazy stuff that's been going on. They've never been for it. They've never been for you know, getting something for your race, or they hate the welfare state. They
Boy,
don't like that
man, you
stuff.
opened up a new can of worms, bro. You
They
opened up a new
don't.
can of worms, bro.
But it's funny because they're the people like Thomas Sowell and Walter E. Williams. They're the top black economists, and people have never heard of them. These are literally our leading thinkers now. These are our leading thinkers,
Ah,
and
no,
people don't
no,
and people
they
won't
not,
put.
bro. They following rappers, bro. Those are the people they gonna listen to.
Those are
No
not our
shade,
thinkers.
no shade to J. Cole, but if he started talking about it, folks would be behind him before they be behind that person you said.
I don't know, because they tried to cancel him not too long ago too, because you know he had to put some bars about a black woman in his latest single, and so they thought he was talking smack to her, even
That
though he called
that
her a
is so
queen,
bullshit.
even though
He
he
was
called her a
looking up
queen,
to her.
right?
I
He
heard about that song.
was telling her, hey, educate me, but educate me right. Because the way you're trying to educate me right now, it's not gonna work. That's real, you know?
Man, I heard about that song, man. People dumb, bro. He was saying he looked up to her. He was saying people think I'm smart and I got PhDs and this and that. He said I just put my ears to the street and listen to my queens. Like, bruh. Like, man, I hate niggas, bro. Man, niggas just be misinterpreting the whole. Damn, bro. That's a
That's what they
shame.
do, bro. That's what people do, man. If they can find malice, if they can find evil somewhere, they'll exploit it. This is horrible because you know that he had good intentions, and he real, and as long as he doesn't apologize, I don't care what he does.
Yeah, bro,
You know, because
we gotta stop all this apologizing, bro. We gotta stop all this forcing people to apologize, bro. Like, once upon a time when Kevin Hart was supposed to host the Oscars or Emmys or some shit like that, them niggas was like, "Hey, man, we need you to apologize for these gay jokes." And truth was, he had already apologized for it a long time ago. They was like, "No, apologize again."
That's that
And
I
he was
didn't
just,
know.
"Fuck it.
I
I
didn't
got
know
some
he had
respect for him
apologized
saying,
before.
fuck it."
I mean, my thing is, if I was him, I would have just told him to get on and just host it anyway.
They
Ain't no way. Ain't
did.
no way I would have
I don't
gave
know
up
what
my
actually
drinking.
happened.
Because
I don't know what actually happened
he ended
that
up
day.
not
Oh,
hosting him
they got to fill in.
because he gave the spot up. But if I was him, I would have just told him no. I would have just ignored him and kept moving. Because at this point with the council culture, you can't kowtow,
Can't
you
appease
can't
them.
stand
Can't
stand
appease the
right.
mob.
Because they want because the thing is, the mob, like Griffey said, the mob will literally beg you to apologize. They will push you to apologize just to tell you that your apology wasn't sincere.
Yeah,
They will
Kill the niggas
force
down.
to apologize just so you can know, hey, guess what? That apology, we don't accept it. It's not sincere, even though they
You'll never
forced you to.
win. You'll never win. It's not until we get more and more people to just say, "Nah, we not finna apologize." The more people we get to do that, the less power they have. Right now, people and advertisers don't know. They aren't aware that you'll never win. You know what I'm saying? Right now, advertisers, you know, like it's the popular thing to do. It's falling out of favor now, but it's the popular thing to do to, you know what I'm saying, be like, "Oh, we're sorry, we're this, we're that, we're for the alphabet people and all of that." But it's slowly falling out of favor because, you know, you try and do something for them and then they fucking hate it. Like, for example, you know Skittles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, to celebrate the homos, They took the rainbow off their packaging.
The Homewells, come on, man.
Hey,
I
gotta man.
Challenge you on that.
It is I gotta what
challenge
it is,
you on
bro.
That. I mean, they people are people, man. But I did see the Skittles bag. I did see the Skittles bag.
Anyway, they took the color off and it's all white Skittles, and they're mad about that because they're like, all white Skittles? Are you serious? That's like white supremacy. And I'm like,
that,
damn,
bro. I see. That I didn't hear. I gotta find it, see if I can find an article for that one. Because that is actually like real. If that's true, that is a really silly set of outrage to have.
Bro, people just be fishing, bro. People just be fishing for shit, bro. You can just look up fucking Pride Skittles and outrage. It probably won't be that exactly, but you'll probably find something along the lines.
Let's see. LGBT white Skittles for Pride Month spark criticism.
Please, you can't fucking win. They did that just to show solidarity and they donated. You can't win, bro. You can't win with them folks.
Let's see. Not everyone on the internet is pumped that Skittles went white for Pride Month.
Pride Month, you can't fucking win.
A bag of candy has become the unlikely focus of an internet debate. Skittles, the official taste of rainbow candies, ditched its signature rainbow candy colors in favor of all white appearance for one reason, to honor June Pride Month for the second year in a row. The Skittles are white this month because, as the message on the back of the limited edition new bag puts it, During Pride Month, only one rainbow matters.
So we've given up ours to show support.
Since March, the white bag and the white only coating on shelled fruity treats was considered a misstep that raised the issue of exclusion. Critics took to Twitter to share that they felt about the new direction was inadvertently tone deaf rather than supportive. Skittles realized how white capitalist pride was becoming. And wanted to join in the efforts. Interesting.
See, people just upset about anything.
That makes no sense. How do you miss it? Like, people don't look at motive anymore. I think is the issue. They look at the act, and they say this is wrong because I can attribute something to it. But they're literally saying we don't want to have a rainbow because only one rainbow matters.
They don't care.
Other shit, yeah. They love to see my brand new bag. Finding a positive public relations move. People are hating on the LGBT Pride Skittles because they are white, but I love them so much. What a strong statement to make about equality. I like how Skittles gave up their rainbow for Pride. It's quite subversive and humble. There's some people that's liking it, though. That's good. It's nice to see that there's some people who are still kind of level-headed out here, you know?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to bring something up. It's along these lines. You know how, like, right and left, I like to call it a circle, right? Like, they're both on a circle. And if you swing too far one way, you end up on the other side. Think about it. You swing too far right, then you say, nah, you start censoring stuff that's against the will of God and stuff like that.
Right.
And then if you fucking swing too far left, you become racist on accident. Here, you heard about how they're saying Uncle Ben's and Aunt Jemima is canceled because it's racist.
Right.
So they're trying to say, all right, we need to remove these black people from this packaging because it's racist. So to combat that racism, you're going to take a black person off the box.
Box, right. Hold on, let me see. I didn't hear about Uncle Ben's. Uncle Ben's. Why was Uncle Ben's removed? Because the reason they gave for Aunt Jemima was that they were saying that she was a part of the mammy stereotype.
But the funny thing is, she don't even look like fucking a caricature. She looked like a regular black lady. Exactly. Like, I think it's just like fucking fuck it. White people don't know what the hell black people look like. Keeping it a buck. Man. So they see anything that's not European, they're like, ah, man, that shit can't be right, bro. People ain't supposed to look like that. People ain't supposed to look black.
There's another one.
Uncle Ben's brand will evolve following Aunt Jemima's removal. And by the way, speaking of Aunt Jemima, I'm gonna let y'all know now, if it's not a black lady on that bottle, I don't want it. Why would I stop using Aunt Jemima when I've been using Aunt Jemima for 22 years? I've been using Aunt Jemima since
That's what
before
I'm saying, bro. Aunt Jemima is in my kitchen right now, bro. I got that scissor.
Exactly. My mama was using Aunt Jemima when I was in the womb, bro. And you think all of a sudden now I'm gonna stop because she supposedly is a part of a stereotype that existed over 80 years ago? No, over 100 years ago now. Why would I care about that?
She
That's
don't even
ridiculous.
embody it. Like
At all.
I seen like the old logo, and it was just like a rather plump looking black lady with a scarf on her head. And I'm like, nigga, that's just a regular black lady in the project. Like, what's the problem? They
And
don't
that's
got it in the project. They're
it's
fucking
like, and the thing
Walmart.
is, it's like the stereotype that they tried to say was so evil, was so bad, was literally like the stereotype of like the hard working black mom. That's an
Yeah,
evil
come to think
stereotype.
of it, yeah.
I don't understand where do you like it are all so it's the moral here that all stereotypes are bad now because
Yeah.
like even like good even there
But
are some stereotypes that we see as good, like Asian stereotypes, for instance, that we see as good, that they see as bad, that they see as detrimental to them because they're a little bit smarter than that. They understand that, excuse me, that stereotypes can hurt you, right?
yeah.
But beyond that, it's kind of like one of those mindsets where if there's a stereotype that literally just says, hey, black women are hardworking and they take care of their families, is that a negative stereotype? Let's take a look at this article, man.
All
Mars
right, let's
said
see.
Wednesday it would evolve the visual brand of its Uncle Ben's rice, which speaks to the likeness of a black man. Just hours after Quaker Oats announced that Aunt Jemima brand, long decried as a racist caricature,
Oh
would
wait,
be.
hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on. Okay, you heard that, right? Quaker Oats. But there's no problem with him. There
Right.
that
No
nigga ain't
problem
getting
with the
removed. Something's up.
with quite
Something's up.
literally a stereotype of a Quaker man, a Quaker. Like people that actually still exist, Quakers still exist. The same way, like, cause the same way we should remove the Indian from the Redskins, as they say. Why hasn't there been a push to remove the Quaker from the Quaker Oats?
Exactly. Like, come on, man. If you're gonna do one, do them all.
Do them all.
Do them
Do
all.
you,
Don't.
and that's the thing. And that's the thing. Like when people say stuff about Trump and how they don't like Trump, the one thing I can say about Trump is that he is an equal opportunity offender.
I hate that like people always be trying to say, oh, Trump racist, he this and that. And I'm like, how bad? I haven't heard him say anything inadvertently bad about black people.
Right.
And watching what he's doing in the office, all he do is
His
be trying to
policy.
work with black
And
people.
that's the
That's
thing,
all he been.
his policy says it all. And
That's exactly.
I was called a coon for trying to say that no, he isn't a racist. They try to say, oh well, there's a whole list. They sent a list to me of the racist things he's did done, right?
Oh,
And
all
I
right,
literally went through
let's
the
see.
like they sent a video, like a YouTube video from like MSNBC of the racist things he's done. And I went through that list one point by point and showed them how each one of those things was either a lie or misconstrued
Yeah,
easily.
the one I heard was what you gonna call it, that Trump refused to rent to like black people in like his hotel or apartment complex or
Right.
something. And then
Now that's stuff in the past.
I
I'm
watched a
talking
video
about during
like
his
it.
presidency. But the stuff in the past that they're talking about, most of those are claims, right? So to
Yeah.
me, it's kind of like unless you can put some proof on those claims other than just, oh, well, somebody said, oh, he got
Yeah.
sued. Yeah,
Man,
but
fuck that.
anybody
You
can
can
say
sue
and
for
sue.
anything.
Right.
You heard
Anybody can
about the
say and sue.
fucking is this like one weirdo nigga who tried to sue Twitch because he was being shown too much sexually suggestive content.
No, I
Like
didn't
you
hear
can
about
sue
that.
for any you can sue for anything. He's not gonna win. He just be doing his shit just 'cause. But yeah, it's like some YouTubers did videos on it. Just like look up it was like for like 25 million or something like that. Look up man tried to sue Twitch just for nonsense. So yeah, you getting sued don't really mean shit considering like America is sue happy. So that don't really mean shit. You can sue anybody for anything.
Right. I mean, America is very sue happy. Like, did you ever find any evidence for or against those claims that they make against him? For like him not allowing black people, or because I think he did actually lose that case from what I heard. I think he actually did lose that case.
I was gonna say about like the video I watched, the dude who did a video about it. He said it was not because they were black, it was because they were on like Section 8. And you know what I'm saying? If you're on assisted housing, what are the chances you're gonna, you know what I'm saying, be like renting properly? That's like
so a it was because they were poor, not because they were black.
Yeah, bingo. Bingo, yeah, just think about it. If you're on government assistance, do you really think your credit score is gonna be like that high? Mm-hmm. Not really.
And guess what? You're gonna make a lot less money off somebody who's on government assistance than you would off of a regular tenant.
Mm-hmm. Niggas gonna be trying to haggle you down and all types of shit. It just ain't the move.
Right. And that's the thing. They don't, you know, even if that's true, let's see if we can find something here to substantiate that claim. I said, what year was it? The Trump?
I don't fucking know. You can just type in like Trump refused to rent to rent
to blacks. Let's see. No vacancies for blacks. How Trump got his start. Political. Let's see. Trump apartments, race discrimination, parole in the 70s. Uh-huh.
Do control F and then type in like welfare and like try and like find like assisted living, like see if you can find those keywords.
No. You know how they do, they gonna hide that information.
Yeah. Bastards.
Let's see. Oh, what we didn't do was rent to welfare cases, white or black. That was Trump's word from his book. Trump denied any racial discrimination, but said his managers tried to weed out certain kinds of tenants. What we didn't do was rent to welfare cases, white or black. And it could just be easily that those people happen to be on welfare and they saw it as a racial issue.
Yeah.
Because people do it without, they do it now. True. Why wouldn't they do it in the 70s, you know?
Yeah, and generally, well, you know, poor people, you know what I'm saying, they tend to be, you know, on the dumber side. Not always, but, you know, usually if they're poor, you know what I'm saying, they're less educated. We ain't talking about school educated either.
And the thing is, they ended up basically settling. So they didn't lose. What they did, they settled. They settled the case.
They settled out of court. So that means
they didn't settle out of court. They settled. What they did is they settled with the government, with the FBI, to say that, hey, we won't. They settled with the government. Hold on. I'm going to go ahead and put it on the screen right now. Let me scroll back up to the top. Get rid of this. Scroll back up to the top. Look. The FBI releases files on Trump apartments, race discrimination probe in the 70s. It was about 400 pages. Let's see. The report, it was on the website. It concludes an interview with a former doorman. The supervisor told me that if a black person came to and inquired about apartment for rent and that he was not there, that is redacted, was not there
at the time that I should tell him that the rent was twice as much as it really was
in order that he could not afford the apartment. Now, that's the thing. I don't know this doorman's
motivation. So it's hard to say if the doorman is telling the truth or
His
not.
name not even in that bitch though. So
Right.
can we really?
And so the thing with the doorman is, okay, it, let's say the doorman is telling the truth. What if it was just that one manager?
Yeah, that is something
What
to
if it
think
was
about.
just a racist manager? And but we don't, you know, but as soon as it's because the Trumps own the hotel, it's Trump.
They
It's
just
not the
blame it
manager.
on him, yeah.
It's
And
Trump.
also, I want to point out something funny. Like, you did the control to find, and you see it's really at the very bottom of the article where it
Right.
said where it actually provides the proof. So somebody
It's
might get
known
exhausted
to
reading
welfare
from the top.
business.
Exactly. They made sure it was all the way at the bottom.
Right. And so, I mean, I don't know if this clears his name, but it does make you think a little. It doesn't say, oh, well, he definitely didn't do it, but it does make you think a little because there's too many different pieces in play here to say, hey, yeah, he definitely discriminated.
And let's just drop the ball and let's say he did. Let's say Trump did discriminate this one time. He ain't exactly, you know what I'm saying, like too different. In fact, he's like kind of less bad than some of these entertainers or, you know, some of these politicians, you know, who have done actual really racist things. And
Right.
also, people can change, you know what I'm saying? Like people can change over time.
They
Like
can.
so yeah, like
But I
y'all
mean,
forget other people.
I would say we that in today's age, they don't care about that, man. They coming after people for stuff 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah,
They don't
that's
care about this 50-year-old lawsuit, you know?
yeah,
So,
that joint having me blowed whatever when them when people show up with 30, 20-year-old accusations, I'm like, bruh, go home. Like, what are you doing? Like, the case is so long ago, like there's so little evidence of anything. Like, you can't even find anybody to be cooperating the story because it was so long ago. And
right.
also people have like, whatchamacallit, like selective memory. They
Memory,
try and remember things differently than there was. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, the best example that a lot of people do is people like to say, shit ain't like the good old days. And then, like, if you actually look up the good old days, it wasn't too fucking good at all. Like, shit was
They weren't
bad.
very good, and
Yeah,
they weren't
yeah.
very old days either.
Yeah, exactly. Like, nah, you look back, they're like, you know, school was great back then. It was glorious. Come to find out, nigga, ass
Had
whoopings was completely legal back in the old days. Like, no.
and they had rips in their books and shit,
Yeah,
bro. And it's
torn up ass, raggedy ass books. Like, no, shit was not as popping as they tried to make it out to be.
that's crazy, man. All right, man. I think it might be time to go ahead and start getting this wrapped up soon. We running at 1:40 almost now.
Damn, but that long as hell.
Yeah,
Let
an hour 40. That's pretty good. It's not a, you know, it's not a 2-hour JRE podcast, but all right,
JRE
it's not no JRE. It's not no JRE, but you know.
experience. I mean, you a little better than the JRE because you goddamn pull up the little fucking hole shit. When Joe Rogan had tell Jamie to pull up an image, bro, it'd be like a little tiny ass square image. It's like, I can't show that.
And I think that's because, you know, when you big like that, you can't just
Yeah,
be.
that is true. You can't be, you know,
That, I then
can't be
that I don't know
pissing off
because
sponsors.
I don't know though because I mean, people like Tim Pool
Yeah,
just put it up on the
pull up
screen.
that whole article. He pull up the whole fucking page.
Just put it up on the screen. So I mean, you know, it's gonna be a process, and we're gonna see how it goes. And of course, like I said, I'm a any of this stuff that we looked at, I'm gonna make sure that
It makes it into the show notes. I already got a nice little
Put it in the description.
right, and I got a nice little list already. We've looked at four different ones so far, and I'm gonna put it at the bottom. I got a list for the little links, and that way people can take a look at them and decide for themselves. Hopefully, my next guest, I'll be able to, get some up where we talk about some. I want to try to get somebody on so I can talk about this these disparities in the black ethos and in the black culture. And because I'm real interested in that right now. But I like if there's anything else you want to plug or anything else you want to put up, you can go ahead and do that right now.
Nothing too much. Just check out my music on Spotify. It's under the name Amazer Beta, AmazerBeta. It's on Spotify, all that good shit. That's really about it. I got like two music videos I made for two of the songs for Crash Returns and Leaked Nudes. That's really about it. Should do this sometime again on like some current events. Just collect some shit from the week and then
All right,
do this.
and we will definitely do it again. And I thank you for being my first guest. So we get this, get it moving for the one time for him,
Black power.
right. Yeah, you know how it is, man. You're a controversial figure, so we gonna get you out there. It's all right. All right, man. I'll catch you later. Thank you for being on.
No problem.